What's good, guys? My name is Alyssa Avila, and welcome to the Hustler's Triumph, where we listen to the stories of people who have a story to tell. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a student, a grandparent, a dentist, or a straight-up hustler, we all have a story to tell. In today's episode, which is our absolute first episode, I have my little sister on the show. I kind of just threw her into this. I just wanted to get the vibe of actually talking to someone about, you know, their life and what they have to go through as they're going through life themselves. Without further ado, let's get right into the podcast. The first guest on this podcast is no one other than my little sister,
Bella.
Bella, how old are you?
12.
All right, so now that we have the facts out of the way, let's start with the main question that I am going to be asking people on the podcast, which is, what is your greatest triumph? Let's go past year.
Starting at my new school and being able to be surrounded by everyone that's been there and new as well.
So would you say you were afraid to go to the new school
before? Yeah, I was. I was not happy about it, but I knew I had to go and just get through it.
So what, like, how did you feel when you knew that you were changing schools?
I was kind of sad, but then excited. Just so many emotions.
So I'm gonna give him a little backstory, but the reason why Bella was going to a different school and had to change schools is because our brother Alex just became a freshman. And so he was obviously going to high school, which meant there really was no reason why Bella was going all the way to the other school. The reason was always that they would be together, but now it's impossible for them to be together. So now Bella is going to a school that's way closer to our house, and it's way more convenient to get her there. So that's why she had to switch. So yeah, obviously that is a huge, you know, that's something that everybody goes through maybe once in their life, whether that's going to a new grade. But it's definitely scary, like starting anything new, whether somebody is starting a new job, it's always scary to try to make friends or try to get over things that you already struggled with before. So I wouldn't say I was afraid for Bella, but I just wanted her to completely be herself and have the people who loved her at, you know, like her friends and stuff, to love her for exactly who she was instead of her trying to be someone she wasn't just to try to fit in. Mm-hmm. So would you say you have, like, would you say you're comfortable being exactly who you are?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure everyone I know knows I'm crazy and not the typical person. Just, like, wild.
And she's not, like, let's clarify. She's not wild, like, she wants to turn up every day. She's just, like, I can't even describe it. But I would say, like, maybe, like, quirky and funny and, like, just, like, sweet. Like a nice little kid. And honestly, I'm not trying to bash other little kids, but I know a lot of people who are, even when I was in 7th and 8th grade, I definitely ran into a few people who I was like, I really hope you become a better human as you grow older. And obviously Bella has really good core values because our family is so tight and so involved in each other's lives. So I wasn't scared for her to, you know, go out into this new adventure because I knew she'd be fine because we instill values in each other that will pretty much get us through anything life has to throw at us. And obviously, you know, going to a new school in the 7th grade maybe isn't the biggest thing in an adult life because we probably have gone through some crazy stuff in between, whether it's a new job, whether it's deciding whether you're going to have kids or get married or, like, whatever anybody goes through. But for Bella, this is a serious thing. It could have been, it's, like, life-changing for her.
Yeah.
So, what was the ease, like, how was it so easy to make that transition, or is that something you're still dealing with?
It was pretty easy because I at least knew someone there, and it wasn't like I was, like, the odd one, so it was pretty easy to blend in.
Would you say that it's a lot harder than 6th grade?
Not so far, because it's just, like, the procedures and what to do and how to act, and there's nothing really that hard yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, what would you say was, like, actually, let me, like, go into this question saying this. So, every time we go into something that is, maybe life-changing or we feel like it's the end of the world, I feel like everybody's had that moment in their life where something happens and you think it's absolutely the end of the world. Obviously, my answer wouldn't be the same as Bella's, but I'm very interested to hear what Bella's answer to that question would be. So literally, what moment in your life felt like it was the end of the world and you were never going to recover from it?
My report card, because I don't think it was my progress, my report card, and I just, it was so hard to give to my mom because that's not what I'm capable of doing. I know I can do much more than that. I just, it was so hard for my mom to be mad at me and just, it was just tough because my mom just, she doesn't get mad at me a lot. So just seeing her mad at me is just sad to me.
Yeah, so, I mean, to go, obviously, me and Bella have the same mom. And my mom has way different advice to give me because she literally had me when she was 19. So it's completely different. And I'm in my, you know, I'm an adult now. And Bella's 12. So the advice that my mom gives to Bella is completely different because she's going through a way different stage in her life. So this was last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so when Bella's in sixth grade, she came home with a bad report card. And what's funny is, like, They weren't Fs, were they? I don't think they were Fs. I think it was D? Bella had one D. And, like, just so that everyone know, a D in our house, obviously, is nowhere near acceptable. Like, at all. Like, not even on a progress report. So the fact that it was on a report card, my mom, to say the least, was not happy. And so, like Bella said, when my mom gets upset, it's always kind of tough because she really doesn't get mad very often. So when you make her upset, it's like, it feels like it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
I feel like that even now, and I'm 23.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you basically get through that? Because to you, that probably did seem like the end of the world. So what happened? Like, what were the punishments?
Well, the first punishment was I had nothing to, like, play with, meaning, like, my phone, my iPod, and anything else like that. So I couldn't even, like, my mom threw away all my slime, and I just had nothing. So I couldn't play with anything until I got my grades up.
Yeah, so my mom's biggest thing was she wanted to take things away from Bella that maybe she thought was taking away from Bella doing well in school. So Bella is consistently playing with slime or making slime or, you know, creating different kinds of slime every single day after school. And she was also, you know, watching YouTube, and a lot of times my mom was, like, just letting it slide because she was under the impression that everything was good at school because she never got calls from teachers. She always had good progress reports, but out of nowhere, she got this D on a report card, and my mom didn't even know what to do. Even at the time, my mom was like, this is not Bella. Like, she was telling me, like, you know, what, I don't know what I need to do because this is not like her. So, yeah, so that was definitely interesting. I remember Bella being upset at first, just at the situation, because I'm sure you felt like you put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
So, were you, like, upset with Mom?
I know for sure I couldn't be upset because she was just doing what was best for me. And if I had bad grades, like, going into, like, a job, like, that's not good for me, and my mom wouldn't want me to be, like, not have a good job. So that was probably just to make me, like, better.
So, obviously, Bella's 12, so she's not going to get a job tomorrow.
No.
But the thing about, like, my family is it's really important to obviously do your best at the exact moment that you're in. And I think that's important because a lot of times, like, I don't think if my, you know, my mom wasn't such a good mom, Bella wouldn't have these values, in my opinion. Because my mom really makes sure, you know, that Bella's always okay and always doing what she needs to be doing. So I think that, and it's awesome because a lot of kids probably would be upset with their parents and they wouldn't understand why they're doing what they're doing. So the fact that Bella actually understood, and she never even gave her, my mom, you know, like, a fit about not having her stuff. She totally understood, and she never really asked for her stuff back until my mom, you know, was the one to actually give it to her, which is really dope. So I think that it's cool that Bella is definitely way more mature than the average 12-year-old, just because she gets to actually, like, my mom has never treated her like a baby, so that she's not, you know, thrown into the real world and gets eaten alive. So I think that helps Bella with social skills and just, like, being present in the moment, which I think Bella is very, very good at. Would you say you're good at being present in the moment?
Yeah, so many times I've just gone to the store and I just, like, start dancing. So my mom's like, stop. And I'm like, but I have to, like, just move. Like, just can't sit there.
And my mom doesn't say stop because she's like, you're embarrassing. She says stop because it's like, we're coming to the store to get, like, in and out. We're not here, like, having a dance party.
Yeah.
So that's what's funny about Bella, because I would never dance in a store. But I think Bella should just keep dancing at every and any moment that she can, because those are the times that you just, like, are continuously living, you know, your youth. And as many times you can do that in your life, I feel like the better.
Mm-hmm.
But would you agree?
Yeah.
So who would you say is the most influential person in your life?
Like, meaning, like, just telling me, like, information?
No, I mean, I guess you can answer it however you feel, but it could even be a celebrity, or it could be somebody in your family. It doesn't have to be anybody in your family, but if that's the only thing you could think of, just, like, somebody who inspires you to be better or do better or, you know, anything like that. And don't say me, because, you know, that would be number one answer.
Probably my mom. She's just always, it's hard to say, like, she's just always giving me information that I'm gonna need, so it's, like, good.
Would you say mom is definitely your fave person?
Yeah.
Dang, this whole time I thought I was the favorite. Wow, rude.
No, come on.
Anyways, yes, definitely. I love my mom to death, too. It's funny because we're all super close, like, me, Bella, my mom.
It's just, like, nice to be able to have your mom, like, tell you, oh, like, have a good day at school and just, like, be careful and stuff like that.
So would you say you're super, okay, so, like, for me, I don't know really how I felt, obviously, when I was 12, but I knew for a fact that I was really grateful for my family. Do you feel like that's what you're most grateful for, or, like, what?
Yeah.
What else are you grateful for?
Well, are you saying, like, besides family?
Or? Yeah.
Probably, like, animals. Is that weird to say?
No, because you want to be a vet, right?
Yeah.
What made you want to be a vet, exactly?
It just, like, you're helping animals. And same, because I thought about it, like, same with a doctor. Like, you're helping treat people that, like, you know, maybe couldn't be, like, without the doctors and maybe couldn't even be alive. That makes sense.
It is very true. This is a whole different subject for a whole nother day, but I'm a firm believer that for certain things, you obviously maybe not necessarily need to go to a 4-year college to get that degree. But when it comes to, like, a vet or being a doctor or something of that kind, or a dentist, like, obviously you need to go to some kind of school to be able to accomplish that. So the fact that Bella wants to do these things that actually you need school to do, I think is super dope, because there needs to be more doctors, there needs to be more vets and dentists and just things that help people, because a robot will never, in my opinion, take that job, because you need to have compassion to do a lot of these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Bella wants to do that, I think is super cool, because when I was 12 years old, I wanted to be in the WNBA. I never said that I wanted to help people. Like, that's what's crazy to me, because we're just so different, completely different. I was totally a tomboy, and Bella's such a girly girl. So, what is your favorite current hobby?
Slime, easily.
I don't know if that's just a 12-year-old thing, or if that's a Bella thing. I'm not really sure. I think that we should end this segment, because I basically threw this on Bella, and I don't really want to, like, wear her out with the fact that we're doing this podcast. I kind of just wanted to get this podcast up so that we can kind of, you know, just see exactly what this podcast will be like. And I think Bella did an amazing job, because this is the first time she's ever done something like this. And she's very on the spot. Although I say that she's, like, you know, not crazy, but, like, she's definitely, like, out there and is not embarrassed. When it comes to, like, speaking, I just don't think that, like, would you say you like public speaking?
No.
Yeah, so I think she's more of, like, I don't know. I would say conservative in that regard. So, I think we're going to end it with, like, a rapid fire of questions.
Boom, boom, boom.
So, I haven't even looked these up, so I got to look these up. Okay. If you had the opportunity to get a message across to a large group of people, what would your message be?
To be respectful to one another. Or I guess you could say the golden rule, treat people how you want to be treated.
Who taught you that rule?
Grandpa. My grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa taught me that one too. All right. What would you do differently if you knew nobody would judge you?
Dance in public. I mean, I already do that, so maybe like sing in public, cause.
Oh, girl! All I'm saying is, wow. Okay. All I'm saying is, well, because I mean, Bella's good at a lot of things, but I mean.
Okay, I would just like to say she like off of this, she'll be singing, and no one says anything to her, and then if anyone says anything, she's like, oh, that's rude. But but she can say whatever she wants to whoever she wants.
All right. What is the difference between living and existing?
Living, you're in the moment. Existing, standoffish, and can't be there to, like, be, like, I mean, like, doing what you would be doing if you're living, if that makes any sense. Like, if you're living, you're in the moment, in the second, loving everything that you're doing, and existing is, like, you're just there. Like, you're not looking at everything and being there.
That was actually a really good answer that I did not think would come from Bella. Meaning, like, just because she's so aware, like, that's what's crazy. I think it's so dope because, obviously, I'm just a Bella fan in general because she's my little sister, but... Like, what kind of 12-year-old says an answer like that? I'm hyped. Okay, are you aware that someone probably has it worse than you do in the world?
Yeah. Actually, on this question, there's a homeless person. So, yeah, that's probably really deep. People, like, don't have houses, don't even eat for months and months. So that's crazy to think about, at least.
All right. Bella's killing it with the answers right now. We'll just end with this one so that we can pretty much cap it off at around 20 minutes so that I won't, you know, put Bella through the ringer any more than I already have. Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. What makes you happiest?
Being around my family and being myself around everyone. Like, just being wild and having fun.
Bella is literally the epitome of wild and free.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that was a super dope podcast. I think for it being our first podcast, I think we killed it. What do you think?
Yeah, we definitely, like, I don't even think killed it is the word. Like, we killed it and put it in the grave. Like,
dang. I'm so weak. Okay, so on that note, I think we're going to end it here. Thank you guys for tuning in to listening to this. Even if it's one person that listens to this, shout out to my mom. It's probably going to be her. But yeah. Anyways, like...
Major fan.
Super fan. No, but just shout out to everyone who's probably going to listen to this. Because honestly, it's actually really dope. Trying to get perspectives of different people. Doesn't matter the age, the race, anything. We're all different in our own ways. We all go through stuff, and I'm just trying to get as many stories as I can from the people around me because the people around me, you know, have helped shape who I am. So I appreciate everyone and anyone who listens to this. Bella, do you have any last words?
Thank you. Love y'all.
All right, let's go.